I decided to preface this entire adventure, I suppose, with a bit of an explanation of what I'm doing. It's also a bit of a space for me to ramble, get you more. I'm already failing. Hopefully, it's a good lead into my actual talk, which. I don't expect it to be scary or unnerving, but it is a bit unusual, I suppose. I wanted to do a segment on dreams, just not an explanation or an interpretation of what they are, just the ones that I can remember are quite interesting and. If you somehow landed in bed with me, this is not one of the topics that I would skirt away from. So I do a lot of chatting in bed. It's kind of a nice place to talk. So I'm actually on my pillow to make this a little more pillow talk audio-y. I apologize for everyone who didn't read the outline and I was expecting like a GFE or something. I thought it'd be a little more interesting to do a straight talk with me. And since you're not here, I'll be trying to imagine you without going too far off the rails. So this first dream that I'm gonna talk about is you can treat it as a bit of a lead-in to the other dreams I might eventually talk about, if this works out for people. It's a bit of an old one, and the reason why I remember some of the details of it so clearly is it's very unusual. So I don't remember exactly how I fall into the dream, or how I leave it. But try to imagine a long, winding staircase. No guarantees. Some of these dreams might end up scary. I'm not sure what you're scared of. Personally, this one was a bit terrifying for me, actually. But try to imagine that long, long staircase. You look up and you look down, and it's just an endless spiral. Each segment, you can tell, you instinctively know that the staircase is segmented. Each segment, this actually took me some time after the dream to figure out, but each portion is representative of a year that I've lived in my life now. I won't tell you how many segments there were, but I had this dream a few years ago, so you can assume not that many. I also might have to stop and drink while we're at this, but. So, as you climb up, you don't climb down because the further down you get. When I did this in my dream, the further down I went, the more I felt I was losing of myself, which makes sense, if you think about it. I don't know what my sleeping mind does, but down wasn't a direction I wanted to go in. So I went up, and I mentioned sets earlier. They're not all the same length. I think each stair, I suppose, actually represented a significant event in my life. Maybe not necessarily like big, and definitely, because I can't recall the details, I can't say what they were, but each step is a significant event in my life of some way, shape, or form, and I start climbing. I don't know how long I climb for,
But as I'm going up the steps, I see that there are landings. So if you imagine this spiral staircase to the side of the staircase, as you're going up, just imagine you're going up in like a tall tower, but every once in a while it'll branch outwards from the central spiral, and there's a door next to that landing. And this is why I'm opening up with this dream. So each of those landings, when you decide to open that door, you can find a variety of things behind these doors. What I can recall is behind some of those doors are flashbacks of memories, but these memories aren't representative of what really happened in my life. They're a little corrupted, I would say, of the doors I opened. This is a recurring dream, by the way. Of the doors I opened that were corrupted, most of them were not in a good way. So if you imagine just a regular, maybe like a family setting, where you walk in on a cheerful scene, and then maybe even like a bit like Coraline, when she enters that alternate world, they turn around and their eyes are buttons. That really scared me, actually. Don't tell anyone. But that's the kind of feeling. There's something wrong with their faces. On the other hand, sometimes you open a door and there's no one there, but it's just a feeling of peacefulness and, I wouldn't say freedom, but definitely comfort. So, the feeling you get when a ray of sunlight strikes you, and it just, like, warms you up from inside, or the feeling you get when you're lying down in the grass and the wind rustles through the grass. That kind of feeling. So there's these scenes that you can see behind the doors, and the more interesting ones are the doors where you open to and you enter another world. So again, back to the reason why I'm opening up with this staircase dream is because of those other worlds that are not flashbacks of my life or projections of my future life. Those doors open up into other dreams that I've wanted to revisit. I'll probably talk about it eventually, but there's this dream with a pyramid hunt, basically, and it takes place, I think, when I was 13. And I can tell you at least four of the characters by name, but I won't mention them, who are in it. And that is also a really old dream of mine. It's really fascinating, though. Lots of magic, lots of inexplicable color settings, different colored sun. I think the clouds are like, they look like bleached, like hazy green. Purple. So yeah, that's just kind of an idea of what you might find behind the doors and landings. And some other really interesting things about this one dream is each step. So in this dream, I took some time to explore, so I didn't fully go straight up. I took a long time checking out, you know, the railings. What do you see when you look down the center of the spiral? I'm like weirdly explorative in my dreams. Kind of like the thing I would do if I had time to just look around, try to figure out how the place worked, what I was doing there. I don't quite recall if, like, what it is that makes me aware that there are different components to the tower. But I, when I'm in the dream, I know there's something hidden that isn't just the things behind the door. So I start poking around the steps, getting on my knees, you know, like, tapping walls, and I find it. I don't remember which iteration of the dream, or if it's all just muddled in my head and I've only had this dream once, but because I play it over my head so many times, feels like I've had it more than once. So, yeah, I find it, and what I find is for each step, there's a tiny little door, like, you know, Alice in Wonderland, there's all these instructions, eat me, drink me, to get her to the appropriate size, to get through doors, or to float through keyholes. Well, when I find a door inside the step, I don't understand how, but I become the appropriate size to squeeze in. And I don't think it's exactly a door, it's more like a tapestry, like a bit of cloth I can forcibly shove myself through. It's a bit hard to explain because I can't remember. So these are the places where I tend not to come out of in that iteration of the dream, so I don't return to the tower after this. I am rambling a bit. If you do need to go to sleep, go to sleep. It's not all that exciting. So, behind these tapestries, usually there's an associated falling motion, so I don't know what's usually behind there, but think about it as those games in Super Mario Brothers, where you apply a sequence of, like, jumps and find a hidden pathway, usually with all the bonus gold stars. Or, coins I haven't played in a while. And there's a bit of a time limit to get out of those, I believe. At any rate, there is no time limit in this one. It's just whether or not I stay asleep while getting through there. So, I make it through, and it can be anywhere. Be like a desert scene. Maybe, and this is maybe this is a requirement to, like, lucid dreaming for me. I know there's some really strange ways you can get yourself to lucid dream. Maybe this is one for me. Who knows? It's been a while since I've dreamed, actually. That's dredging up the old dream talk. So, let's say this one is a desert world, and there's just, like, sand blowing. I don't know what happens here. I imagine, because I'm usually, like, some kind of rebellious, crazy girl in my dreams, where I decide to conquer the world. I don't remember if there's usually slaughter. Knowing me, it's not entirely impossible. I'd like to think I'm a nicer person when I'm asleep, though. So yeah, usually when I find those areas, it's a bit of an adventure for me. I've definitely had a few dreams where I get trapped in, like, a really old tropical forest, and it's like the Cambrian era or something, or like weird dragons and or dinosaurs. Actually, once wrote a paper on why dragons could have existed. That was really embarrassing. Mostly because I didn't cite any sources, but it's okay. Apparently, it was one of the best essays I ever wrote. So there are those trapdoors, our hidden, little hidden areas. They're not on every step. They don't happen at regular intervals either. Some other things about the tower. I don't remember seeing an end goal. I don't think I usually look up in this dream, actually, except to see how much more there is to go. And, you know, since you can't see it, it's some sort of hazy fog of some sort. So as you're going up the staircase, the steps get progressively harder to climb up. I'm not too sure why. Again, I'm not gonna do a dream analysis of what I dream of, but who knows, maybe it's like I don't know myself well enough as I get older, or closer to where I am now. Just true, I don't really know myself. So yeah, that's the tower. As far as I can recall, it's a pretty stable structure. There's no swaying, no movement. It's kind of monotonous in there. The reason why I mentioned the tapestry earlier is because these stairs are like a cream, like clean, soft color that when you take a good look at it, and of course, this is a dream, it just appears because I expect it to. But the sides of the steps become colored, but only when you take a good look at it. You just look at it normally as you're climbing up, and I'm climbing up very slowly because I'm trying to also look for an escape at the same time. There's also sometimes when I'm in the tower a sense of as if something was coming up from below, coming to chase me. But at the same time, it's not that fast. So, provided I don't get tired, I can keep a reasonable pace. Yeah, I'm sorry if this is scary. But I really like this dream. I don't know what it says about me. But it's certainly really interesting. I don't think about it all that much. Came up with this idea for Dream Talks yesterday. And this is a really good preface to any other weird dreams I have. There's some pretty normal ones, like, you know, falling. Or like swimming in the ocean. Actually, I don't think I have very many swimming dreams. Because I can't swim. I talk a lot in bed. And usually the other person doesn't have too much of a chance to get a word in when I get started on something that I think is interesting. Depending on which dream, sometimes the railing is a marble. some sort of dark black stone. You'd think I'd know, but I can't remember its properties off the top of my head. I suspect it's marble. It's like freshly polished. The contrasts really nicely with the cream. And the cream isn't completely like a flat dull color. It's like shot through with patterns, kind of like smoke. Like a more caramelly color. And sometimes the railing is, I get the feeling that it's made of iron, but I don't recall ever having seen it while feeling that. Because it's been a while since I've had this dream, I didn't profound for the sense as much as I would have now. And the feeling's very time. Not sure when I'll have this dream next. Perhaps not too soon. It's been pretty tired lately, so dreaming if I have. I'm not remembering them, but certainly I think this is a really, I wouldn't say it's unique, it probably isn't, there are probably lots of people with similar dream experiences, and I'd really like to hear more about them. Where I could find, like, an album of all these dreams. Or, like, just, like, snapshots from each dream. If I had a camera, I'd love to take photos of some of the places I've been inside my head. It's really, really quite amazing. Not as vivid as real life, because, you know, you don't really need to construct that many details in your head when you're experiencing something. But there's so much depth. The more you look, the more you see. And, well, I'd like to. I hope this didn't bore you too much, or so. I hope you're asleep by now. I'm getting really tired myself. Even though, I told myself that this would just be like a quick afternoon nap accompaniment, I might actually fall asleep. And, I have ribs in the oven, so I can't. Or, I've set an alarm clock to wake me up in case I do actually fall asleep, so no time, no idea how much time has passed, but if you aren't asleep by now, I hope you find sleep soon, and maybe you can tell me about them if you'd like. I would love to hear about them. Perhaps not if they're extremely lewd. But I would love to know what your experience is like and for you to talk back to me, because this has been a real